This is Apostle Tanya. Most marvelously, we have the blessed honor in this generation to declare our love for our blessed Master. And surely, I am most grateful to serve together with you to exalt our Holy Lord and remindeth the enemy, the earth is thy Lord's and the fullness thereof. Through the revelatory teachings taught by the Spirit of God through me and the most glorious supernatural fun experiences that I have spent in the blessed presence of the Master, I pray that you shall be most encouraged and equipped listening to holy podcasts. I am most surely honored to have you a part of the family. During the miraculous season of Christmas in the year of 2018, there came a season of the most unusual warfare against me. After several months of that unexpected season, the blessed Holy Spirit began to open my eyes of understanding to certain warning dreams that he was most faithful to bestow upon me in a previous season. As I began to meditate on the dreams, I suddenly realized thy Lord had been most gracious to also give fundamental signs in the dreams of a long season that would come with him. For what I perceived then was the strategy of heaven, so I might partake in the sufferings of thy blessed Masters, and causeth me to overcome opposition from the enemy. Oftentimes during that pastime of preparation, thy dearest Holy Spirit, whom became my closest friend, would guide me to pray strategically to overcome the enemy's plot. There were surely times when it took me. Oh, in thy Lord's faithfulness, he would come upon me, oftentimes without me even asking in prayer, and he would give me his strength to endure, and oftentimes with an encouraging vision, prophetic vision I would see, as he was strengthening me, until every plot and conspiracy from the deceiver was destroyed for his blessed glory. The Spirit of God never spoke of defeat, but in his loving kindness, continue to remind me of his promises and of his goodness. Wherefore, caused me to hope in my time of affliction. On a marvelous winter evening during the unusual Christmas season it was for me. Wherefore I have written of earlier, and wherefore I am speaking of now. I sat most quietly on a sofa, holding on to the Holy Bible. I must say, the oppression at that Christmas time, wherefore is always a time I celebrate most marvelously, most wonderfully, even since I was a little girl. It is my most favorite holiday. But on this Christmas that I am speaking of, held me in great sorrow. And to my surprise, my dearest Holy Spirit had become terribly silent as he continued to rest his magnificent presence on me to keepeth me peaceful. Oh, I surely tremble at the thought still. And consequently, I have not yet received the grace or have been led by the Blessed One to begin an in-depth study of that momentary affliction in the scriptures, or have I heard of a precious believer share of it in their own testimony. Thy Lord is kind. Magnificently, most magnificently, the suffering began to change the manner in how I responded to pain. Thy Lord had suddenly given me grace to suffer, and in it I became most quiet. By the Blessed One's abundance of grace, it also produced the fruit of long-suffering, patience, and peace. Most of my life, I have spent surrounded by people, and oh, how I adored my life. Yet in this season that I am speaking of, wherefore changed the trajectory of my life, thy Lord suddenly instructed me to forsake it all for him for a certain season. And it surely was worth it, for I love him more than these. I was favored and was taught the closeness of the Godhead. And this revelation and teaching of the Blessed One continued to transform me. As I continued to seek the Blessed One, the Holy Spirit kept me focused on certain books in the Holy Bible. Primarily, he taught me about the Lord's earthly life. And ministry. During one of the occasions of sitting with thy Lord in this glorious season, I suddenly began to smell a most glorious floral fragrance. Oh, this fragrance was like nothing I'd ever smelled before. It was a fragrance of suffering, which descended upon me and surrounded the area where I sat. Thereafter, the blessed Holy Spirit began to supernaturally move me for His glory. For what I gather was to giveth me understanding at that time on why it was I was suffering in the great manner that I was. Since that past season, the Holy Spirit has continued to be most faithful to release His blessed fragrance when I am in prayer, when I'm worshiping Him in the reading of scriptures, and oftentimes in the ministry. I am most grateful for Him.